So on page Nun Ches now, we're going through still Hakdama Gimel. And we started going through the various Kalim, the vessels. We discussed last time the Kali of Chesed and Ava. So now we're up to Ozbeis, Kli Gvura. Kli Gvura, she midas ayira. It's the midah that represents the fear. V'nivra kedei liyareis Hashem Yisbarach. It was created in order to instill fear in the person. Kimo shekasev es Hashem elokecha tira, that we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dainu sheyelo yira tata. Your tata means the bottom. There's tata and there's ilah. Tata is the bottom one. There should be a lower fear. Shel yavur chalila al achas mi mitzos Hashem, ashel osasenu mi pachad onesh. So the lower type of fear is a basic type of fear is that one is scared to do sin. You're scared of punishment. The yira ilah, the higher level fear, the upper level fear, is mi bnei gadlus habor. Sometimes a person's scared of being punished. You're scared of sin, but then there's a higher level fear. When a person goes into see a gadol, for example, and there's a person starts to tremble, begins to stutter a little bit, he's fearful. He's not scared that the gadol is going to hurt him. Chas v'shalom. He's scared because he's in the presence of greatness. So there's yira ilah, this higher level fear, which is when a person gets to a much the his romus, the greatness, the awe of the Baruch Hu. Begin the rav v'shalom because he's great. He's the master. Ikara v'sharsha. The Cholamun, he's the root, the source of all the worlds. That's called Yira Ilah. V'gam liten kach lizgaber neged pito hayetzar. The Yira is also not only fearing from punishment and fearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also being fearful of the Yetzara, being scared of doing the wrong thing. And then when this vessel, when this kli hagur broke and shattered, and then it became a reality of Yira of Tiflis, of a secondary level of yira, v'gam midas ra'os shagrura kimo kas v'ritzicha, rachman al-tzlan. So yira was created in order to be used for kedusha, to be scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, scared of doing the wrong thing. But then yira became the yira from the other side, where people, their yira turned into an anger against people, it turned into murder, it turned into the terrible things. So that's the yira from the shvira, the negative side, the midas ra'os from gru. Now, Oz Gimel is Kli Hisbaris, Kli HaTeferis. Kli HaTeferis is Chesed and is Gvura. Chesed is always the right side. Gvura is the left side. It depends how you're looking at things, but for your angle, it's right and left. Avraham Avinu is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gvura, and Teferis is an equilibrium. It's the fusion of the two. That's Yaakov Avinu. He represents both. So Kli HaTeferis, Nivra Kedei Lekaim Zekeli Vanveu. It was created in order to fulfill the establishment that this is our Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Keli, Venveyu, I'm going to adorn him, I'm going to make it beautiful. It's a source of Hidur Mitzvah. Lahadir Lefaris Kol Mitzvah Hashem Yisrael, to do everything, not just to be Yotzer the Mitzvah, not to just get the check mark, but to do it with beauty, not just to daven and say the word, that itself was a Maila, but to do it with Eslavas, to do it with love, to learn, not just to learn because I have to, learn because you want to learn with the Hidur. B'chol mina yofi v'hidur, all types of beautification of mitzvahs, ad sheyomer alav, until it says Yisrael asher b'kach esbar, that Klai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu's students, his children, it's such a beautiful thing that they're doing it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets great nachas from them. Aidei hashavira, but through the breaking of the kli hatferes, nishava b'koach lisbar liskashi b'makom v'ofen ha'azach hashem. Now that got into people in Kashmir. So there's an Indian, you know, have a nice Kiddush cup, a nice Seder plate, a nice lulav. It's a place for them to come to mitzvahs to spend money, within reason, for a few beautiful things, a beautiful sukkah. When it comes to people spending money, wasting money on things that they don't need to, whether it's fancy vacations, houses and cars. So then that's another thing. Now this is another topic about, in terms of the Musar, how a person should spend money and things. People who have the means, should they, can they, what's the right thing? But we're talking at a very basic level right now. The beauty of everything in this world, even in Gashmish, should be in the world of mitzvahs and Torah and Kedusha. That's where it really should be. He doesn't explain here how this is a hybrid between Chesed and Gvura. He doesn't, but there really is a hybrid between the two. But he doesn't elaborate here. Maybe in a later chapter he does, I don't remember. Oz Dalet is Kli HaNetzach, the Kli, the vessel of victory. Nivra kedei l'natzeach as a yetzer v'kochos ha-ra'im ha-monim oso me'avodos Hashem Yisbarach. It was created in order to pray a person should be competitive. He should want to win. He should want to beat out the Yetzer Hara and all the negative things. I've heard Weinberger spoke about this a couple of times. I've heard drushes and shirim on this, that to win, the victory is not about winning the game. Every day a person beats the Yetzer Hara, that's a victory. That's a victory, person. Even though he's working on a particular midah, a particular inyan, he goes 100 days without he overcomes it, and then he fails, he falls. That guy's not a failure. Even 100 days, he beat each time, each battle, that's a victory. It's not about winning the game overall. Every level you're at is considered a victory. That's netzach. Keep pushing through. Don't let the failures hold you back. Keep going through. You have to look at the small game, the small battle, not the bigger war. It's a hard battle to fight. By day of Shri, but through the breaking of the vessels, Nisava Kacha Nitzachon Nahara. It was used, the element of victory was used to do bad things. Lasos Nitzachon Bekocha Satov, Lasos Nikama Bofen Haaser, that person gets to you, he says something not nice. You want to take revenge, you want to beat him, you want to overcome him. That's an application in the negative. Oshay, Kli Hahod. Clear hod, hod is lashon hoda. Thanks. Kedei lehodos Hashem is baruch lehalel l'shabcha. Excuse me. To give thanks and praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hayidei hashvira nisav akoch lehodos lehalel asmaaseh v'sharm chas Hashem. Start praising v'sharm. Start praising the goyim. Say how beautiful that person is. Yeah, please thank you. I'll wait. So this element of Kli HaHod is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise Him. You see sometimes something called Chanufa. Chanufa, a person gives praise to those he shouldn't. There's such a thing that Chanufa is an interesting media the Gemara Sotah talks about giving too much praise to people and kissing up to them in ways that shouldn't be done. So that's a negative way. Now, all these things, by the way, everyone has different elements of them, but there's certain personalities that have a strong nucleus of this person's a Kli Gvura, this person's a Kli Tiferes. You start understanding psychology, this based on these different things. You see people's conversation, people's nature, you see how they are with things. You could really break them down based on these midos, but this is oversimplifying. People are complex. It's not just the person's hod. He might be a hod be'etzim, but he has strong elements and undertones of Gvura and undertones of Netzach and whatnot. I try to finish these kelim on these. Osvav is Kli Yisod. It's Kli Yisod is Nivra Kedei Ledabek Atzma B'Hashem Yisbarach B'Dveikas Amite. Kli Yisod is a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Kasher Atzma Im Talmidei Chachamim V'Yiras Hashem. The need to connect to people like relationships, that people love relationships, like to shmooze, like to talk, like to connect. That person usually is a Kli Yisod. It's different than Chesed and Ava. Chesed and Ava, people love each other, they might like to help each other, may not like to connect with each other. That person does great chesed, but his personality is not one to talk, he's not one to connect. He wants to help when there's a need. But it's a different thing than Kli Yisod. Kli Yisod, that's why Kli Yisod represents Otz Bris Kodesh, which of course, is a way to connect to one's spouse, but all this is just manifest itself in ways in this world to how to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu on a higher level. Aidei Hishvira, but through the breaking Nishava Kachataiva, Niskashim Anshe Rosha Lasus Kimasem, the Moshe Kashram Acher Taivas Aleib. But the breaking was that people want to connect to people who are not correct, to connect to Rishon, to connect to the wrong people. That's people who have very strong relationships. That's the Midah of Yesod. And Ozain Kliya Malchus is Nivra Kedei Lahamlich as Hashem Yisbarach Al Kol Eivar V'Gidav, to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu king and ruler over all our body parts, the entire world. To have a Kadosh Baruch Hu run all our thoughts, all our senses, all our speeches, b'chol ma'asav, all our actions, b'yedei shvira, nisav v'tayv l'hamlich alav ol ha'yitzahara. But through the breaking, we allowed this element of malchus to let the yitzahara control us. Let the yitzahara control our machshavos, our thoughts, our speeches. L'achni says kol kocho machshavos liyos eved v'kochas harachas v'sham. These are the different. The seven kelim, which finish off now. Kasher nisare habadam eza koach amidos halu lera chas v'sham. A person is inspired chas v'sham to use a midah to do the wrong thing. Alav liyada, he has to know shezehu koach hanitzitz hanishlach lo min hashemayim l'sakno ulhalosa l'kedusha l'shamish b'koach amidah v'azul levad Hashem. This idea of Hashem, Baal Shem Tov. How do you know what your tafkid is in this world? find your greatest challenge. Not even your greatest challenge, but a challenge you have. Whatever challenge a person's struggling with, that means in this world, there's something positive you could extract from that. A person is struggling, I don't know, let's say, with stealing, let's say. He steals a lot. So there's something in stealing that you could extract the davarship or kedusha from that stealing and apply it to. You look back at this chart and say, well, stealing comes from this element of maybe it's his paras, of that a person is using the money for bad things. So figure out a way how to use your money latof. So everything a person struggles with, whether it's the main struggle or just smaller struggles, is you look back at this chart, you figure out what is the kedusha I can extract? What's my mida? What's my inclination? I could use it latof. And uveim nichshal v'horib, he tells us, a klipa chasham, when a person stumbles, and he brings these sparks to a terrible side, tarach l'tz'amit, he needs to strengthen himself up, v'yoser l'asas tshuva me'ula, he needs to do a real tshuva. V'haschalas tshuva, l'schazik b'lim ratayra, v'shmeyas Shabbos Kodesh. How do you do it? So again, there's much more to talk about tshuva. This is not to say for a Muslim, but you're saying Limud Torah and Shmir Shabbos is a starting point of tshuva. Shayadam yachal binikal halas l'nitzot ha'avudim. That's a very easy way to elevate all the nitzotim, learning in Shabbos. Lachem bezuchus Shmir Shabbos pilchasa zochem mekayves agula shlemo. It's very nice how he explains the idea, but he also makes it somewhat practical too. Makes it real to us. He doesn't go through all the examples, but you see, if you just think about it a little bit, the midos are found everywhere. Thank you for the water. Get in the shirt.
I'm assuming that, like,